Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Friday, August 10th, 2018. Welcome to episode 37 of Amy Talks About Stuff. Yes, this is another walking/driving phone recorded episode because I haven't got time to do one tonight. So I'm going to use one of the topics I've been holding in reserve for a day when I was really busy. And sorry about any background noise. This episode is going to be titled An Encounter with the Sith, Episode 3. Yes, for a third year in a row, I'm going to talk about my experience walking in the Ralston 4th of July parade with some of my local Star Wars costume nerd friends. In the previous two episodes, which when I ever get show notes up, I will have to find and link to those previous two episodes. I talked about the group, and I mentioned our friend Rod, who was our Darth Vader for the past 2 years. A couple of days before I can't remember how long it was. Within a couple of weeks, I think, of the 4th of July parade this year, we heard that he was retiring from doing it so he could spend more time with his family. He was retiring from being our go-to guy for Gary's Darth Vader costume. Gary is kind of the spearhead of the whole unofficial group. Has an enormous collection of costumes. And so he was under pressure to find a new one, and apparently he did the night before the parade. The new guy was named Kyle. I made a point of learning his name too, and he was incredibly gracious and brave and generous to take on that role, because in multiple ways it's the hardest role in the Star Wars group. As you can probably imagine, it's the heaviest and hottest costume. We don't have any Wookiees or Grimorian guards or anything, so our Darth Vader is the heaviest and hottest costume. And it takes the most energy because, as I've mentioned in my previous two episodes, it's the most popular character. Everybody is yelling your name and trying to get your attention. And it's a town parade, so you have to stage in your costume for at least an hour, if not longer, before you actually get onto the parade route proper. So this year, one of the people who live in the houses, or I should say, one of the families that live in one of the houses that's along the staging part of the parade route had a water and lemonade stand. And they could see that, well, all of us were in our hot, heavy costumes. And they just were nice enough to give us free water because of it, which would otherwise have been 50 cents. This year I actually decided I wouldn't wear my cloak at all. I still look recognizable even without it. I call it going battle ready, because there are several instances when because that's what you do if you're gonna duel somebody with a lightsaber. You drop your cloak on the ground dramatically. So I didn't wear my cloak in the parade, but I was still hot, but I was cooler than everybody else. Our poor Kyle. The people with the house that was running the lemonade stand actually let him come in to the come into the air conditioning and cool off for a bit. But only for a couple minutes, because then the queue for the parade finally started moving. So when the parade finally started, didn't he stay a little longer than that? Yeah, because he kind of caught up with us a little later after we'd already started. And and when I saw him catching up with us, I thought, oh, I guess he's feeling a little bit better. But even so, he made most of the parade route. And somebody who owns one of the offices on Main Street actually let him come in and cool off in the air conditioning. The poor guy is having so many problems with the heat. He actually gave his helmet to our other semi-generic Jedi in the brown and black robes, and so he was stuck carrying the helmet the last couple of blocks and looking ridiculous. I don't know whose idea, somebody, I'm not sure if it was one of his fellow customers or one of the kids, suggested, why don't you put it on? So he did. And he looked even more ridiculous, but he still got shouts and greetings and all that. It was very funny. And probably some rather awkward questions, I would imagine. But anyway, we all made it to the end of the parade, which, just a little bit away from that is a Dairy Queen. So, where we all relax and get ice cream and food if we want it. And, Kyle did catch up with us about 15 minutes after the rest of us had gotten there. And he was feeling a little better, but, and we all applauded him and thanked him for agreeing to do this on such short notice without really knowing just how much of a trial it was to do in the heat. And that was when our Gary and James, our Darth Maul, and me and Kyle and several other people all kind of collectively started talking about how we really need a parade float. Because all of us having to walk in all our hot, heavy costumes, especially the black ones, it was really too much for us. Our Kylo Ren and our Darth Maul probably didn't have much fun either. So we talked about that, and according to pictures in our closed Facebook group, it's actually in the process of being built. Their crazy nut bars are trying to have it, would like to have it finished in time for the town Labor Day parade. I have no idea if they're going to, but that's the state of the group. Poor Kyle, he deserves a medal. I have no idea if he'll come back, but thank you, dude. That's my story for this year. Tomorrow's episode of Amy Talks About Stuff will be titled Tenacity, which was certainly a theme of this episode, too. But why would I title tomorrow's episode that? I'll tell you tomorrow. Until then, have a good night.